Hello, my name's Niall, and I'm here today to tell you a story called The Clumsy Scottish Giant. And this is part of the Rich Mix Story Walk. The walk will take you from our start at Rich Mix and up to the wonderful bandstand at Boundary Gardens in the middle of Arnold Circus, with a stop at Rochelle Street along the way. For directions, just follow your trail map. In total, the walk will take around 30 minutes, including listening and walking. But you take as long as you like to enjoy the walk, and take each part in as you stop along the trail. You might want to use headphones. And when you hear music like this, it's time to move on. Stop the audio, take your headphones off, and when you're walking, be careful crossing the roads and make sure you don't bump into anything. We're going to start right here with a view of the amazing Rich Mix mural. It's quite something, isn't it? I love the colour and how huge it is. Like, it's massive and makes me feel tiny in a really fun and wonderful way. It's almost like it looks like it's about to burst into life and fly off the building, just like things do in stories. The story I have to tell you is all about something giant too. Well, it is actually about a giant. It's a story I thought up when I used to live in Scotland. And like I said, it's called The Clumsy Scottish Giant. I wrote it because I am very clumsy. And sometimes it makes me do silly things that are embarrassing. Are you clumsy? Have you ever knocked over a plate or broken a window playing football and gone, whoops? I have. And I felt terrible when I did. But being clumsy is just how some people are. And sometimes clumsy people can be the best. Listen close to part one of the story to find out what happened to our clumsy giant. Part one. Once there was a clumsy Scottish giant. Angus McHamish was his name. A good Scottish name. Now Angus didn't fit in very well with the giant community. You see, Angus was a vegetarian, which means he didn't eat meat. And all the giants loved meat, especially people. Angus was very clumsy, and all the giants were not clumsy at all. And worst of all, Angus was very kind. And all of the giants were rude and grumpy. Can you pull some grumpy faces for me? Yeah, that's a good grumpy face. That's how the giants used to look all the time. The giants, in short, were not a nice bunch. And Angus often felt like he didn't belong there. But he was a giant. Where else could he go? Well, in the end, it wasn't up to Angus, because he was expelled from the giant community. Why? Oh, of course I should explain why. It started like this, you see. Angus McHamish was having a lovely walk and whistling to himself in the sunshine. Can you whistle or hum a song? I'm not very good at whistling, but I can go. And if you can't whistle, maybe you can hum. You could go. Now, as Angus was walking, he saw a kitten stuck up a tree. Oh no! He cried. Can you say that in your best Scottish accent? Can you say, oh no! Very good. So, being a kind giant as he was, Angus climbed up the tree to save the kitten. Can you pretend to climb up a tree? Do some good scrambling. I know you've climbed plenty of trees. He got to the top, and when he did, his toes went diddly-diddly-diddly along the branch as he balanced. He picked up the kitten, and it was saved. Hooray! But then, snap, went the branch, and Angus started to fall. And as he did a great big crash. Shall we do a big crash together? 3, 2, 1, crash! He fell through the roof of the chief giant's house, while the chief giant was having a very important dinner party. Naughty, naughty Angus! Shouted the chief giant and wagged his finger. Can you do that too? Can you go, naughty, naughty Angus, and wag your finger? The giants, you see, had a 3-strike system for bad behaviour. 3 strikes and, you guessed it, you're out! So for Angus, that was strike number 1. Strike number 2 came on a Tuesday. A lovely Tuesday. The wind was blowing in the trees, and the air was cool and sweet. Angus was trying to make a little girl laugh by eating hot, hot chilies. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Scottish people can't eat chilies. Have you ever eaten a whole chili? They make your mouth go very, very hot. It's like there's hot coal in it. Can you imagine that? Can you stick your tongue out and go, hot, hot, hot? You can't say hot, hot, hot very normally when you're sticking your tongue out. So you sound silly. You go, hot, hot, hot. And that's just what Angus did. His tongue was so hot and he looked and looked for water, but could only see a pond. So he drank all of the water in the pond, even the fish, which made Angus feel very bad because he was a vegetarian, of course. It had cooled down his mouth, but this pond was the chief giant's favourite pond to take a bath in. And although the little girl did think it was hilarious, you can imagine how angry the chief giant was. Can you guess what he said? Yes, he started to wag his finger and said, naughty, naughty Angus. Do you want to do that with me again? Naughty, naughty Angus. And for Angus McCamish, that was strike number 2. Strike number 3 came when Angus was admiring a particularly beautiful bull in a china shop. Behind him was a little old lady who was struggling with her bags. And of course, Angus tried to help her with them. But Angus, as well as being clumsy, well, he had a very big bum. And when he bent down, his very big bum nudged one of the china pieces, just the tiniest bit. But it tipped over and crashed into the next piece. And then the next piece went into the next piece and... Have you ever played dominoes? You know how one knocks into the other and it knocks all of them over? Well, that's what happened. In a few moments, the whole shop was in pieces. And you'll never believe who owned the shop. It was the chief giant. And from behind the counter, he wagged his finger and said, naughty, naughty Angus. That was strike number 3. And Angus McCamish was banished from the giant community. They didn't care that all of his strikes had come because he was trying to be kind. Because remember, they weren't kind people, the giants. So Angus went off into the world, not knowing where to go. And that is the end of part 1. When the music plays, head off to the 2nd stop on your map, which is just straight up the road and at the intersection of Montclair and Rochelle Street. Enjoy the lovely buildings and the shady walkways created by these gorgeous trees. Find yourself a good tree to stand under, and I will meet you there. Rich Mix Story Walk, Part 2. Hello again, and welcome to Part 2 of the story. I hope you're having a wonderful walk so far. Did you see anything cool along the way? Sometimes there's amazing artwork on the walls. Sometimes they wash it off. But I hope you saw something fun. Isn't this street amazing? The buildings are fantastic to look at and so interesting. And these trees are so tall and wonderful. I wonder if one of them is about the size of one of Angus's giant legs. Now, at this point, you actually have a choice, though I think the grown-ups should be the ones to have the final decision. If you head up the road a little further, to your left is the wonderful Arnold Circus. It's the big round bit that goes around the Boundary Garden. And the next part of the story involves a lot of walking. So if you want to go to the circus and walk round and round, well, it would be like being in the story. However, if you think it's a bit too busy with people and cars, and you just want to stay still, feel free to stay under your tree, and maybe you can do some walking on the spot. Whatever you choose, it's time for part two. So you remember that Angus had been banished from the giant community for his 3 strikes for clumsiness. He headed out into the world and found that it was very lonely. He tried to be friends with people, but people were afraid of him, because remember, some giants ate people. They wouldn't believe him when he said he didn't eat any kind of meat, and they told him to go away. Angus got very lonely and sad. Oh, can we all go, oh, poor Angus. I don't know if you've ever felt lonely and sad. It's not very nice, is it? At night, when he was saddest of all, he would sing to himself. He would sing, Leo, 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 lay your sadness down. Do you want to sing that with me? I'll do it for you once more. Leo, 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 lay your sadness down. Should we do that together? Leo, 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 lay your sadness down. It made him feel a little better to sing, but he was still so lonely. But one night, when the stars were shimmering and the moon was silver and full, Angus saw a dragon flying across the sky. Can you imagine a dragon flying across a starry night sky? Oh, it would look amazing, wouldn't it? At first, Angus wished he had wings, just like the dragon, so he could fly away from how lonely he was. But then, he thought that the dragon looked lonely too, all by itself, up there in the great big sky. And he wondered if the dragon needed a friend. Angus suddenly gasped. Can you gasp with me? Can you go? Because the dragon fell out of the sky suddenly, as if it was hurt or had been hit by something. Oh no! Cried Angus. Can you cry with me? Can you go? Oh no! The dragon must have fallen because something had gone wrong. Angus had been sat in the same spot for a very long time, but he decided it was time to move. He was going to have to help the dragon And so, by the time the sun's pink rays kissed his chestnut-brown cheeks warm, Angus had travelled far. But even for his giant-sized legs, he was still a full day's walk away from where the dragon had landed. In the morning, Angus came across a strange sight. A group of people were running around a huge boulder, like ants around a rock. And as Angus got closer, he realised that the boulder was blocking the road. No matter how hard the people heaved and hoed, can you do that with me? Can you go, heave ho, heave ho, heave ho? They couldn't move it. The people were afraid of Angus at first, but when he offered to move the boulder for him, they gave him a chance. Can you do your best I'm thinking of a plan face? Because that's what Angus needed to do. He needed to come up with a plan. The plan was very good. Because he was a giant, he decided he could simply push the boulder out of the way by taking a big step and then going push. And it was a good plan. But he had forgotten just how clumsy he was. And he certainly hadn't considered a particularly slippy patch of mud. And he certainly hadn't considered what might happen when his foot slammed into it. Well, he was sent flying high into the morning sky, and he fell down with a great big crash. Shall we do one together again? 3, 2, 1, crash! And his massive bottom smashed into the boulder so hard that it split in two. The road was cleared. And the people cheered. Hooray, they said. Should we all do that together? Should we go, hooray? They all agreed that Angus' methods were strange, but very effective, and that they would tell tales of his kindness. Angus, with a very sore bottom, walked on into the afternoon. In the afternoon, Angus came across another strange sight. A flash flood had flooded a river and split up a family. The grown-ups were on one side and the children were on the other. Can you imagine being split up from your grown-ups? It would be very scary, wouldn't it? Well, Angus wanted to help. And the people were scared of him at first, but when he promised to get them back together again, they gave him a chance. Now Angus came up with another plan. He was a giant. He would simply stand in the middle of the river and pass the children across. This was a good plan. But Angus had forgotten just how clumsy he was. And he hadn't considered a particularly slippy patch of slippy grass. And he certainly hadn't considered what might happen when he stepped on it. Well, he slipped and was sent flying high into the afternoon sky. And he came down with a 3, 2, 1, crash! His head landed on one side of the river and his legs on the other. And the children thought that he had made himself into a bridge. And they ran over into their grown-ups' arms. Hooray! They were saved. Can we all go hooray together? Can we go hooray? And everyone agreed that Angus' plan was strange but very effective, and they would tell tales of his kindness. With a mild concussion and a smile on his face, Angus walked into the evening. That is the end of part two. Whatever you're doing, head up to the bandstand in the middle of Boundary Gardens. It's raised up nice and high. So maybe as you're climbing the stairs, you can imagine you're climbing a mountain as you do. It's such a cool view up there. I can't wait to see you. Part 3 of the Rich Mix story Walk. Wow! This is amazing, isn't it? Standing much higher than the street, you can almost imagine what it would be like to be stood on top of a mountain. I love places like this in London. They're so exciting and interesting. The gardens are so cool. And the bandstand, well, who knows what amazing things have happened here. Maybe you can make some up or imagine them. Well, since this feels a little bit like a mountain, it's very useful. Because that is where part three of the story starts. You'll remember that Angus was banished from the giant community for his three clumsy strikes, and that he's been helping people on his way to save a dragon. Well, Angus, by the evening, had climbed to the highest mountain in Scotland. What do you think you could see from there? Rivers? Rolling fields? Even the sea? Well, imagine all of those things as we properly start part three. From where Angus was standing, he could see for miles and miles. And as the sun was setting, he could see the dragon. "Oh no!" he cried. Can you do that with me? Can you go, "Oh no!" It was in giant territory. The giants were the ones who had shot the dragon down, and it looked like they were preparing to eat the dragon. Those naughty giants. Angus was going to have to do something incredible to save Dragon. So he came up with a plan. Now, Angus's plans haven't gone very well so far. Do you think this one's going to work? It might, but not as Angus expects, I imagine. His plan was simple, a good plan. He would jump up and down and shout very loudly, and that would start an avalanche of snow and ice. That would knock the giants over, and the dragon would be saved because of its fiery breath. And it was a good plan. But Angus had forgotten how clumsy he was. He hadn't considered a particularly slippy patch of slippy snow beneath his feet. And he certainly hadn't considered what might happen when he jumped on it. Well, he was sent flying high into the evening sky, and he did the biggest ever. 3, 2, 1, crash! And he started to roll down the mountainside, and snow and ice came with him, making an avalanche. The plan was working. Woohoo! Angus was caught in the middle of the plan, but he would work that out later. The avalanche crashed into the giants, and the dragon was saved. Wahey! But Angus was stuck under the snow. Can you imagine being stuck under snow? It was cold and dark. And impossible to move, and Angus couldn't get free no matter what he did. He was worried he might not get out. And in what he thought was his final thought, he was just happy he'd helped so many people in only one day. But then it was warm! How was it so warm? You might ask. The dragon had saved him, of course, with their fiery breath. They also saved the other giants, who promised to be much nicer from now on in return. And as you know, giants don't eat people anymore. They're all vegetarians. And even veganism is a growing trend in the giant communities. Thanks to Angus, after this, people and giants got on very well indeed. Dragon looked at Angus and said,
"Thank you. Is there anything I can do to repay you?"
Angus said that there was no need for repayment, but if they wanted to be friends, that would be lovely. Dragon did want to be friends. they had been rather lovely as well, it turned out. And Angus and Dragon became a famous duo. Eventually, they even fell in love.
Aww.
And one night, Angus and Dragon were looking up at the stars. And Angus remembered the first time he had seen Dragon and how he had wished for wings to fly away from his loneliness.
My wings are detachable. You can borrow them if you like, said Dragon.
But Angus smiled and said he had no need to be flying anywhere now he was with Dragon. Dragon smiled back, and that seems as good a place as any to end our story of the clumsy Scottish giant.
Wow! What an adventure that was!
Did you enjoy the story? So much happened. But such an important lesson there, that being kind is always the best thing we can do, no matter what silly things we might get up to. Thank you for listening to this Rich Mix Story Walk. I've been Niall, and the story was The Clumsy Scottish Giant. We hope you enjoyed it, and well done to you for going on such a big adventure. Have a lovely day, and I'm sure you will all do your best to be kind whenever you can. Thank you, and goodbye.